Summer's almost over. If you're lucky, you got away. But even if you did not, it's likely that the getaway, or even if you did, but it's likely that the getaway feeling didn't last long enough. One of the ways I stretch my own feeling of vacation is by asking Pat Snyder to the show on my first day back from vacation, and that would be today. Pat Snyder's humor column appears regularly in Suburban News publications. It's also offered online. She is a certified laughter leader and a popular public speaker, and I welcome her back to the show. Pat, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I feel like I'm on vacation.
Question for listeners. How do you try to create a sense of year-round vacation? Do you, or do you think it's a completely hopeless prospect? Is humor part of that equation? Give us a call and share your story at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Pat Snyder, first of all, what do we even mean by vacation? I have someone looking up the Latin, you know, root of it, but what do, in the common vernacular, what do we mean by vacation these days?
I think a vacation is jumping off the treadmill, whatever your treadmill is, giving yourself a break from the usual routine. The first thing people say about vacation tends to be, oh, I don't have to have plans, I don't have to have a schedule, I don't have to be up at a particular time. That can be a vacation, just right there. And so sometimes people stay home and do that, sometimes they go away. Increasingly, I think we're staying home because of the economy. But when we're off on vacation, there are ways also to figure out ahead of time while we're there and after we get back how to stretch it out.
Now, my intrepid intern Leticia Wiggins has looked up the word in the Latin roots, vac, which comes from the Latin vocabulary, which means to empty.
Okay.
That's the root, and that comes from, to empty. The Latin root is vocare, to empty. So I think that's something people have a really hard time with, is they say, okay, I'm going to go away on vacation, and I'm, you know, some people go away to do that. Some people stay home to do that. If I stayed home, I wouldn't be able to because I'd look around and see all the stuff that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But you go away, sometimes people overschedule, they're busy, they're not just emptying, they're filling up.
Or
sometimes
they're not disconnecting from their BlackBerries and iPhones, and so they're really not emptying. So I guess the question is, it's interesting, as I was thinking about this, I thought, gee, you can have a longer vacation if you stay connected with your BlackBerry, depending on what your business is, or you can have a shorter one and just completely try and disconnect. And I guess emptying for me would be really disconnect.
Now, I thought by going up to the Upper Peninsula, I could really disconnect because in the olden days, you know, that was really disconnecting. Well, they have cell service all the way up there. I was in almost constant contact with the home base.
Yeah.
That's pretty true for everybody.
Yep. I know. How was that for you?
To be in constant contact?
Uh-huh.
I had my phone with me at all times, and I probably should have just I would have just set it aside and just put it away. I did not bring my computer, however.
Oh, good for you. Well, you know.
That's a brag. I'm bragging. Isn't that pathetic?
There is the away message where you could say, I'm going to be away in an emergency. She could call somebody else who could filter those calls for you. But, you know, it depends on the sort of business you're in, whether you can be out of touch for very long. I just think it's helpful if you can disconnect a lot. And I also think you can set the stage for your vacation even before you go. And one of the ways you can do that is to think ahead about where you're going and really savor what's coming up. I think the anticipation sometimes is as good as the vacation. So you can start a little ways out and start thinking about what you want to do. Imagine what it'll be like. Put those pictures around. And you can draw things out for 2 or 3 weeks at least ahead of time. And if it's a really big trip, even longer. Just imagining how wonderful it will be. The other thing, and I always think, did you enjoy Everyone Loves Raymond? That was one of my favorite shows. Okay. I think one thing you want to set up before you go is that when you get back, things are in really nice shape so that you don't have all this stuff that you have to contend with. It's a shock. And the thing I remember about Raymond was the episode where he and Deborah came back from vacation. And they had this fight about the suitcase. Neither one of them wanted to unpack the suitcase. So they left it in the hall, like at the bottom of the stairs, for a couple weeks. And the next time he had to go, I think he took his stuff in a plastic bag, you know? Sometimes. Part of the problem is us and the environment we're creating. So same thing if, you know, if you leave and you've got some flowers that are wilting and they're still there and you go for 2 weeks or a week and you come back and all the petals have fallen, it's really depressing. That's not a good thing. Or your underwear is coming out of the chest of drawers because you didn't finish packing and you know,
or you got a load of laundry, piled up, or you didn't clean the house before you left, so you come home to a dirty house. That's hard to do after you've been living in a hotel or in a nice cottage that you didn't have to clean.
It's a too rude awakening, I think. So you can set things up nicely for yourself before you leave.
My guest is Pat Snyder, syndicated columnist and author. You know her by her column in the Suburban News. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. If you want to speak with Pat, tell us what your strategies are for stretching out the vacation-y feeling, the vacation that stays, as opposed to the staycation that has become such a popular phrase or word these days. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and post your question or comment there. Do we expect too much from vacations nowadays? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we went on vacations when I was a kid, but I don't know. It seems to be so much more common now.
Like everything else where advertising is involved, we have these images of what a vacation should be. And it's like the holidays. You know, before the holidays, you see all this stuff, and people have very high expectations. So, yeah, it's supposed to be idyllic. It's supposed to be wonderful. The fact is, actually, you and I were on a while back talking about vacations from hell. And so we know from listeners that, in fact, they don't all.
Okay, if you don't want to be positive, you can call in with your vacation from hell story. 614-292-8513. That generated a lot more static on the lines than.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, then you don't
it's
have
so much
to
more
worry.
Fun to complain.
You don't have to worry about making them last. Because they do, right?
You're just glad they're over.
Or you just can't let go of them. You just keep talking and talking.
Well, an email from Woody, he said to keep vacation going, get something that is only made from that place or take pictures.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, bring back pictures that maybe you could put on a screensaver on your computer.
We were in the Upper Peninsula. We brought back some pasties.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did that make your vacation sort of
fun? We haven't had them yet, so we're going to have them in a few days, and that'll maybe remind us that we were there.
Yeah. Another thing is recipes. You know, if you went to a place that had something really amazing, then find out how they made it and try to make it when you come back. Or on my one really exotic vacation, I took a gourmet cooking trip to Italy. I had cooking parties when I got back, and that was great because I invited people over 2 or 3 hours ahead to chop stuff because it took forever. And they drank wine and they chopped. And, you know, it did kind of recreate that whole Italian experience. So that's something, or exotic drinks that maybe you had someplace on vacation, you could replicate that.
I mentioned earlier some people, the vacations are actually stressful, and they say, now I need a vacation for my vacation.
Exactly, yeah, because we pack in too much stuff. We want to get everything while we're there, while we're paying all this money to go on the vacation. We don't want to miss anything. I think one thing that's important when you are on a vacation is to really be aware of what is pleasant for you, what you're really enjoying, not just for future reference on planning other vacations, but being aware of what really makes you happy. So when you come home, you can sprinkle some of those things into your daily routine.
Okay, here's a question to our listeners. What's your absolute favorite vacation? What was the perfect vacation in your life? What worked? Give us a call, 614-292-8513. I'll tell you about my happiest moment on a vacation. It still is. It's sad, but it's still my happiest memory from a vacation. It was when I was in college. Went to the Keys during spring break. It was my only time I ever got to go on a spring break trip. And I laid under a tree in the shade with a box of powdered donuts and read three books in one day. I was under that tree for about 15 hours, and I got up for, you know, breaks here and there, but pretty much just sat in my sleeping bag the whole day.
That sounds wonderful.
It's terrible.
So you know two things that you really like.
Powdered donuts.
And reading. And so how could you translate that into your everyday life?
I read when I a lot, if I can.
And powdered donuts?
No, not so much anymore. Those were the good old days.
Maybe occasionally.
Yeah, sure. If I'm going to get a donut, I like powdered donuts. But
yeah.
But that's just, yeah. I mean, you know, I kind of divvied them out over the day so I'd have my sustenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't eat them all in one sitting.
Well, you know, too, coming the other way, you could pay attention to things you like in your everyday life and amplify those on vacation. For example, I went the other night to a Buddhist meditation dinner at High Banks Park that involved a meditation walk. Now, this was really different. It was a totally silent picnic. It was wonderful, and it was very quiet. You could hear the cicadas. Am I pronouncing that right?
Cicadas,
yeah.
They might be
everywhere, whatever. It was just this wonderful, deep feeling, and walking slowly, that was really cool. And so I'm thinking, you know, if I'm planning a vacation, I should probably work some of those things into that too. You know, plan it not based on the place you're going exclusively, but on what you're bringing to the table in terms of your own druthers.
My guest is Pat Sider, syndicated columnist and author. You can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're talking about vacations, how to stretch them out, not literally, but figuratively. If you have a good idea for us, give us a call, email us at allsides@wosu.org, or put your comment on Facebook page. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
The weather forecast for Central Ohio is very pleasant today. Lots of sunshine, high around 79 degrees. Cool tonight, a low around 58, and almost the same thing for tomorrow. By Friday, a little warmer, a high of 83. By Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, about a 50% chance, and that'll carry on into Sunday. But then the weatherman says, looking very far ahead, that by the time Monday rolls around, it'll be more sunshine and high somewhere around 77 degrees. And that's not too bad at all.
Weekday mornings, prepare for the day with NPR's Steve Inskeep and Renee Montaigne, and hear local news updates from the award-winning WOSU News Team. Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 until 9 a.m. on 89.7 NPR News.
Coming up at noon today, it's time for Fresh Air here at 89.7 NPR News.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Central Ohio Trauma System, working with community partners to make Central Ohio a safer place to live. Details about joining the Columbus Medical Association Foundation and supporting the Central Ohio Trauma System are at goodhealthcolumbus.org.
Welcome back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about vacations. I just returned from a vacation. Did you, or are you getting ready to go on one, or are you not lucky enough to go? Because sometimes I haven't been. Give us a call. Tell us how you stretch the vacation out in a figurative sense. 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. My guest is Pat Snyder, Suburban News publication syndicated columnist and author, and also laughter leader. Leader. I always want to say laughter coach. Certified laughter leader. How does you talked a little bit about talking about how humor can help, and that was the case for me on part of my vacation this time. What do you mean by that?
I think humor is a huge perspective changer. When we step back from a situation and look at it in a humorous vein, it kind of lets us look at it more creatively, helps us solve problems, certainly. Our thinking becomes a lot more out of the box when we look at things humorously. And it's also a stress reliever just to see the bizarre sides of things. Sometimes things we can't really take in otherwise, we can take in through humor. And so sharing stories, looking at situations in a different way can really be a boost and can give us a little vacation from stress.
I talked about my favorite vacation moment. Sadly, it was many, many years ago. But I have lots of great vacation moments since then. That's just the kind of the iconic one. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'll tell you, I think my most fabulous was, again, on this trip to Italy, which was kind of a one-time deal for me. I've never done anything quite this exotic, but actually standing in a kitchen in a villa overlooking all these beautiful fields below that were so they were just like out of the pictures. In fact, it's still the screensaver on my computer. and stirring pots of things. It was just, you know, the aromas, the scent, the everything was so amazing. I couldn't believe I was there. It was just a fabulous vacation.
How long ago was
moment.
That?
4 years.
And it's still...
Yeah, it's lasted that long. The other thing about it was that it taught me something about, everything was slow cooking and the value of savoring things, the value of not being in such a rush. So many times here, I'm a great Trader Joe's fan. I get this stuff and I nuke it. It's very convenient. I mean, it tastes really good. Uh-huh. But there's something missing when you're not actually cutting the stuff up, letting it saute, really taking in all those aromas. So I learned something about the pleasure of just being in the moment. And I'm not a person who tends to be an in-the-moment person. I'm really a doer more than a beer. But that's what I learned, I think, on that vacation, is that there's value just in being there sometimes.
614-292-8513. If you want to give us a call, as did Jerry in Columbus. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Good morning, Ms. Fisher. Welcome back. Did I hear the Upper Peninsula mentioned?
Yep.
I've been going up there since 46 when I drove a 38 Ford with three on the floor and got up there again last September for a week. And, you know, it's the most quiet, peaceful, tranquil place in the Midwest, in my opinion. That's my opinion. But you talk about places to eat. Have you ever, somebody mentioned Trader Joe's. Have you ever eaten at Java Joe's in St. Ignace?
Wow.
No, but actually, I drove by Java Joe's. I know.
Go
I,
in there.
Okay. Next time
Joe,
I'm up.
Yeah. Crepes with berries to the floors, powdered sugar, whipped cream. Mm. And then for the pasties, two famous places. Lehto's, Lehto's on the south side of two, a few miles west of St. Ignace, and Muldoon's on the west side in an old home of Munising, been voted the best pasty place. But my I remember the testament of a fisherman that John Donaldson Volker wrote to me in 88, a long time ago. I don't know if you've ever read that, but he says, only in the woods can you find solitude without loneliness. Mm. And only out there does bourbon taste better out of an old tin gun. You gotta get that.
Okay.
Great reading. But I've camped everywhere from where the Two-Hearted River flows into Lake Superior. They have a state forest campground there. By the way, it's not the Big Two-Hearted. Ernest Hemingway didn't fish the Big Two-Hearted River. He didn't fish the Two-Hearted River. If you read that short story over and you've been up there, you know he fished the Fox River.
Okay.
And John Volker and I agreed on that 25 years ago or more. But that is a wonderful place. You can go to take the boat and see the cliffs. God, what do they call them, Ms. Fisher?
The painted rock.
Painted rocks, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Boy, I had a scene. And by the way, there is a, as you go west to Autrain, you can see a face in the rock that was carved in there by a white man in 1820. And there is a book entitled A Face in the Rock that I have read because a couple of my friends, who his family is from the Keweenaw Peninsula, told me about it, and I found it. They couldn't find the face in the rock, but the old man found it and got some pictures of it and gave it to them. But also Presque Isle Park outside of Marquette, they've got the Chief Cabagam, who lived to be 102 in that terrible climate, as many people say. Right. But anyway, it's just peace, quiet, solitude, and
that's
relaxing.
What works for you.
Works for me. Yes. Okay. That's all I ask for.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks
feel
for the
like
call.
I've been there.
Take care. Thanks for the call, Jerry. 614-292-8513. David in Grove City, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I just want to tell about my vacation. My wife and I, we like to ride bikes, and I have a tandem, and we got on the trails here in Ohio and went to Lebanon, Ohio, and stayed overnight one day and did some things there and then rode back. And it was great. It was wonderful. We loved it.
I bet it felt like longer than 2 days.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Well, we trained, and you say stretching it out, we got to train for it most of the summer, going out 2-3 times a week, you know, doing a few miles, and it's 80 miles one way down there, and by the time we trained and everything, we were prepared, and it was great, and those trails are just so beautiful, and they're not hilly or anything, so you just can go all day long.
You know, that I think Pat makes an interesting point, too. It's, you know, when you draw it out like that, it's like taking the country roads instead of the expressway all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking the back roads. David, that's a great idea. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take care. 614-292-8513 is the number. And Patricia from Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just thinking that a lot of times when I come back from a vacation, I'm so happy to be home because the vacation has been so stressful because, like you said, you try and cram in so many activities. And I think the reason so many of us really need a vacation is because we don't take care of ourselves throughout the year. And so what I try to do is, like you were saying, Ann, is just read, just take extended hours just sitting there indulging and reading, and just take mini trips. Like my husband and I like to just get away and drive just for a couple of hours and explore new places around Columbus. And then one of the things that we love to do on the weekends is what we consider mini vacations is just go to a coffee shop and just sit there and read for hours and hours and stay away from your cell phone and your emails, always checking your emails. So I just think that we can do things year-round so that we don't have to be desperate to take this vacation that supposedly is going to help you relax when oftentimes it's more stress-inducing.
I think those are great suggestions, and I love the fact that by doing this, you don't feel so compelled to have some mega vacation where everything is packed in. But and you're also telling yourself during the year, I deserve this, and I'm going to be really intentional about going and doing this because I enjoy it. And sometimes I think we struggle with feeling that we deserve those kinds of breaks, but we really do. And as a result, we become more productive when we are back at work.
Patricia, were you always like this, or was there some kind of turning point in your life where you decided to do and consciously think about taking these sorts of breaks at the coffee shops and so forth?
No, I wasn't always like this at all. In fact, I've taken so many vacations over the years, but I just realized that when I would come back from a vacation, I was just delighted to be home. And then when you figure it out, it's like, well, why can't you take vacations all year round? Yeah. In many getaways.
Thanks for your call, Patricia.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. John in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah. I wanted to put a word in for the value of scheduling your vacation so you come back to a short work week.
Nice.
And have a weekend to get over the shock of it coming up soon again. It seemed that everyone else I worked with, the mentality was take Friday afternoon off and get the party started early. And I think it's kind of interesting to note that When are most of our fixed day of the week holidays? They're virtually all Mondays. And I think that was probably kind of the mentality of people in the old days, and one I still share, that you hit the work week hard going into it, so you really appreciate having your time off. But I used to do 2-3-4-day trips where I might not even start till Sunday, but just come back to a 2 or 3 day week, or maybe a week plus 2 or 3 days. And I remember my superintendent asked me, why are you always seem relaxed after your trip? And I always feel stressed, and I kind of pointed that out. So towards the end particularly, Saturday really became a kind of a recovery day. And if you wait till Sunday to start, you're not competing with the weekend campers for the campsites. So
you got it all figured out.
That's my suggestion. But I don't know. Do you think there's kind of a deferred gratification mentality in the choosing of Monday as the holiday by our legislators in the past? I think that may have been part of it.
I don't know. Everyone always says, well, it's agricultural related. I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, we're always saying that about school calendars and that sort of thing. Yeah.
But ironically, I think a lot of times, although we have that day off, we think, oh, wow, now I have an extra day to vacation right up till Tuesday, as opposed to stepping back and really giving ourselves a decompression day.
Well, yeah, of course, that's the other key thing is, if possible, to have a day off after you get back.
I think that's really important, really, because we go back to work so exhausted, and that kind of defeats the purpose of vacation too. So if you come back to a clean, organized house, maybe even treat yourself to dinner out or something to extend the vacation, give yourself time to decompress before work, I think all those things can help.
Great ideas.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye. If you want to give us a call and share your strategies for stretching out that vacation or having a vacation year-round, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org, or go to Facebook, as did Alex, and he wrote, "What vacation?" Sorry, Alex. I guess maybe we could take a tip and maybe go to a coffee shop and just read a book for a few hours and take a break. If that's the best you can do, it's something. Or the Buddhist picnic.
Anything that gives you some kind of a break. Even, this is very radical, but maybe you might even take your lunch hour. A lot of people don't. I know. But it's huge. If you can just push back from your desk and go out for a walk, it makes a big difference. So that's an important mini vacation that fewer and fewer people are taking.
And in the email from Robin, she writes, "We vacation with friends that make us laugh, and we keep that humor and relaxation going by emailing each other with stories that make the laughter continue."
That is great. Good for Robin.
That's what one of the things I did when we were in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan was we spent time with a family, and they have two kids who are they have three kids, two of whom have Fragile X syndrome. It's sort of like an autistic set of issues, and at least along that spectrum. And they were so much fun. You talk about just stepping back and being in the moment. That's when you're in the moment. It's when you're with someone like that. And they were fabulous. I laughed the whole time we were there. They were so funny and engaging and delightful and in the moment.
Yeah, and they've had practice developing that coping skill because they have to use it every day.
Right. It was a lot of fun and a lot of laughs. You can also go to the Facebook page, by the way. Did I say that? All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. What about using vacations to visit family? A lot of people have to do that. That's the only time they get away.
Well, I'm laughing now because
I'm not. I'm dead serious.
Because I decided to rent a house up at Lake Erie for Labor Day weekend and invite my kids. So I'll tell you after Labor Day. The last time we did it went very well from my perspective. Mm-hmm. Now, interviewing my kids, you might get a different story.
But some people, that's what they do on vacation.
Yeah, and my childhood vacations were actually that. I think my parents spent almost every vacation visiting their parents and helping them take care of their homes and do chores around their houses. And that, to me, is not a wonderful vacation unless you can pepper it with some other activities. But sometimes necessary. And in this economy, I think more and more people are trying to help each other out when they have vacation time. So I think the important thing is to enjoy the relationships, assuming those are good, healthy relationships, and planning some fun things in between, especially where you have small children involved and they want to be doing something.
So, or you can overschedule them.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want to do is sit down at the beach and make sandcastles all day.
Yeah. I remember the happiest part of my vacation visiting these grandparents where my parents were doing all this work was that my grandfather would put me in his wheelbarrow. He was a gardener. And take me over to a hotel nearby. And I got a ride and he bought me a bubble up at the bar. But I didn't stay at the bar. But you know, and sometimes chocolate ice cream, which my mother didn't particularly approve of. I just thought that was great. So the little breaks from those kinds of family vacations don't have to be real complicated.
From Tom on Facebook, he refers us to a good book. It's called On the Beaten Track, Tourism, Art, and Place by Lucy Lippard.
Ah.
I haven't heard of it. So, Tom, if you want to give us a call and tell us why that's a good book.
It's called On the Beaten Track Off the Beaten Track.
Right, On the Beaten Track, Tourism, Art, and Place. It's by Lucy Lippard, L-I-P-P-A-R-D. Thank you for that suggestion. My guest is Pat Snyder. You know her from her column and the Suburban News publications. She is a certified laughter leader. Certified laughter leader. We always have fun when she's here, and it's the way I stretch out my vacation is by always inviting Pat Snyder to join me on my show when I return. What do you do? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And if you want to talk about that disaster vacation and maybe tell us why that relates to this. I mean, sometimes it's you did overschedule or something like that. Tell us. We're all ears. We're into tragedy. We're into, happiness and perfection.
All kinds equally. Of drama.
Right.
I want to put a plug in for vacationing in Columbus just because.
The staycation.
Yeah, the staycation. My niece came with her family not too long ago, and it was really fun trying to figure out things that we could do with them. And there were things that I would not ordinarily have done. Out in Powell, there's this great little playground that has water spurting up everywhere. I mean, that was a huge deal for their daughter. And we went up to Malabar Farm, which was neat.
You can go down to the Scioto Mile.
You can. I was going to say Columbus Commons. There's the Topiary Park. Mm-hmm. There's some wonderful places in town that we neglect when we're living here all the time. So what you can do is just think about, you could have this pretend family that's coming in and make plans for them. You get along with them great. They're invisible.
And they don't eat a lot.
Exactly. They eat nothing. And where would you take them if they were visiting Columbus? And then do that yourself.
We'll be right back. 614-292-8513 if you want to give us a call and share your stories about vacation. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Hugh Herr designs artificial limbs, including the ones he wears, to replace the legs he lost in a climbing accident. They have a dozen computers and muscle-like systems.
My biological body will degrade in time due to normal age-related degeneration, but the artificial part of my body improves in time because I can upgrade.
Hugh Herr on the next Fresh Air.
Fresh Air comes your way in about 20 minutes here at noon on 89.7 NPR News. 76 degrees currently in central Ohio. The high should get up around 79. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 58. On Thursday, more sunshine. Tomorrow's high 78. And then on Friday, some clouds moving in, but not till later. 83 for a high on Friday. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. And currently, once again, it's 76 degrees.
Support for 89.7 comes from Yoga on High, accepting applications for the Basic Yoga Teacher Training Program beginning September 17th. More details on becoming a certified teacher at yogaonhigh.com or 291-4444.
Three Steps to Incredible Health with Dr. Joel Fuhrman will be on Channel 34 WOSU-TV tonight starting at 8 o'clock. Dr. Fuhrman's revolutionary health plan is not about power, but about knowledge. It offers an effective plan for shedding weight and reclaiming good health. That's tonight at 8 o'clock at 8 on WOSU-TV 34.
We are talking about the vacation, the ultimate vacation. And what is that? The vacation that never ends. How do you keep the vacation going? How do you make a vacation all year round something that's part of your life? Andrew in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Andrew.
Yes. I was actually calling. I heard a comment after the first thing that I thought of I was going to say. There are a lot of those water parks that just sort of shoot out water. I know there's one actually, I think it's like Bartlett Park. Off of Alum Creek, there's a nice, really, really nice one there over, too, also for people that are kind of more centrally located in Columbus.
Well, there's Easton.
Yeah, and Easton, too. I actually forgot about that one. And but the main point that I was going to say was I had about a year and a half ago had a two-week vacation to England, and the first about week and a half of it was very, very structured, and it kind of became a little taxing almost. So at the end of that, we kind of just relaxed, ditched the schedule a little bit, and then almost kind of brought a balance to the vacation so that there was a bit more relaxing at the end of it. And then when I got back and as the time went by, I appreciated more like the things that we got to see, like the crown jewels and some things I think you should just definitely see when you go to England. But if we didn't have that at the end, I feel like the vacation might not have ended up as like a positive memory for me. So I think that finding a balance between having structure and just kind of, you know, enjoying it and being in the moment, as you guys were saying, is probably the best thing for me, at least.
That's great. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, I think that's always a good thing to ask about tours. You know, how much on your own time do you have? How much of this is really structured?
Well, you know, Rick Steves from PBS, he's very big on that, of just chilling out, taking your own walks, kind of the back door. He's written a book, I think it's called Backdoor Europe, or Europe by the back door. And that's his whole philosophy, Andrew, is exactly that, just to create balance and get to know the people, too.
One of the best experiences I had there was at a youth hostel. I think youth hostels are a much different experience in Europe than they are in America, but met a few people from different countries, got to play chess with some gentlemen from Russia. Great experience. Met a bunch of students from a school in Germany that were on a vacation. So I feel like, the way that you travel also, too, and it's not necessarily, you know, going to see the crown jewels or having that itinerary, but the people that you meet, too, right? I think that's a big thing for me on vacation also. So.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thanks, and great show, and enjoy the rest of your day, lady.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Andrew. 614-292-8513. Tina, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have two stories about extending vacation. One of them is I have a sister who gives me a little bit of money when I go on vacation to buy a scarf or earrings or something special so that when I come back, I can wear that. And I have a scarf from Paris, so every time I wear that, I think, oh, I'm in Paris again.
Nice sister.
And then my other sister makes a soundtrack. And we recently, my mom and I went on a trip to Nebraska, and we left her dress for a wedding at my house. And so the soundtrack became a way to try to buy her a dress. And now that we found her something to wear, and it was kind of, you know, the trauma of a trip, but she now is calling and using that soundtrack to return to the fun of our quest for the right
dress. That's a great idea, Tina. And again, nice sister.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I have lots of nice sisters.
Take care. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Shelley in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Is this me? Yep. Shelley? Okay. I was just calling and listening to your talks about vacations. And the best vacation that I just took in July was I hopped on the back of my husband's motorcycle. We packed only what we needed, 2 pairs of jeans, a couple pairs of underwear, did our laundry while we were running. And we went through the Shenandoah Skyline Drive, mm-hmm. and then we went through the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Oh,
wow. It was beautiful. It was breathtakingly beautiful. I just sat on the back, listened to music, took pictures. It was awesome.
And how can you make that last?
We hop on the bike and go out on Mondays and Tuesdays when we have days off. Go down to, Old Man Caves area is a good place, mm-hmm. down in Athens. There's a lot of old, twisty highways and turns. And it looks nice down there. And if we're going all weekend, we'll take off and head east. We've done that before and ended up in Pennsylvania or in West Virginia.
Do you just sort of take off and see where you go?
Pretty much. Pack a toothbrush and change of clothes, throw it in the saddlebag, and just go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes you feel free, I bet.
Yeah, well, now that all three of the kids are grown, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I don't have to worry about babysitters or anything like that. We just pick up and go.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. My guest is Pat Snyder, syndicated humor columnist for the Suburban News Publications, also an author of The Dog Ate My Planner. And that's an interesting book about using humor to get through rough times.
Exactly.
We have an email from Susan in Worthington, by way of Beijing, China.
Oh, I know this, Susan.
Okay. Growing up, my parents often took many photos of our trips and adventures. However, the photos were dumped in a box with no date, no explanation, not even a name. My world and welcome to it, Susan. Anyway, she writes, when my mom passed away, any chance of figuring out who or what was in the photo was lost. To keep this from happening and to make our memories more accessible, our family makes photo books of our vacations. There are many affordable online services that allow you to arrange photos and text to tell the story of your vacation. The time it takes to put the book together is worth having the memories all in one place, told both in pictures and words, so there's none of that. Now, where was this photo taken? Was that our trip to Florida or North Carolina? The retelling of family stories, both in words and in pictures, is an important way to keep the memories alive and to build up a sense of this is who we are as a family.
And Susan and her family right now have been in China for, I think, a month. So she's going to have lots of pictures.
So she really is in China right now.
She's really in China right now.
Okay, well, Susan, yeah. Thank you for listening all the way from China.
Shows the reach of your show.
I know that we do have people that listen around the world.
She lives in Worthington.
Yeah, you can again. That email address from China or wherever you're at is allsides@wosu.org, and you can go to the Facebook page too if you're online, or you can call us 614-292-8513. James in Canton, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ann. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm watching your program on channel 45 here.
Mm-hmm. Ohio Government Television, right?
Yep. We got your station right in front of me there. I got digital programming.
Right. We stream online too. If the TV ever goes on the fritz, you can always turn on the computer.
Yes. And anyhow, I like going on vacation, usually with friends, and then sometimes I'll go to the different fairs and festivals in the area.
A lot of people do that. They're festival goers.
And usually, like, the big ones come up, like, is the Star County Fair over here in Canton, which is usually at the end of August, first part of September. Then sometimes I'll go to the Great Trail Festival, which I'm planning on going this year.
There's the Tomato Festival coming up in Hilliard. Or I'm sorry, in Pickering.
Reynoldsburg,
that's right. Sorry, Reynoldsburg. Thanks for the call, James.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I love festivals, too. Those are great. Great for people watching and wonderful food and giving yourself carte blanche permission to eat whatever you want. I think that's part of the festival.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anything you want to eat, stop at any booth you want. Email from Paul, Front Porch Staycation. He says, we have a veranda that faces the street. It's furnished with tables, chairs, and a glider. It's not unusual for us to invite neighbors who pass by on the sidewalk to come up and sit a spell and enjoy a cold beverage and conversation. Sometimes these visits can last late into the evening. I believe the front porch should be revived to a usable, comfortable conversation and relaxation place.
I think he's right. I think we need to have front porches required on every house.
I agree.
It would be great. Yeah, it really changes the character of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and from a stoop to a porch, a real front porch.
Yes.
Email from James. He says, my favorite vacation was the 1998 trip I took to Europe, took down Europe over 2 weeks by rail. I was completely unplugged. No cell phone, no computer, nothing. I advise young people to stand up to their bosses and saying, my time off is mine, not yours. When I worked for a large petroleum company in the 90s, I used to often take a long lunch break to just wander around the Houston Galleria. Vacations are where you find them. Some of the greatest places are right under your nose, the ones you pass every day at rush hour trying to get to work.
I love vacations are where you find them. What a great phrase.
It is. It's a beautiful phrase. 614-292-8513 is the number to call. We have a few more minutes left. And Barbara in Clintonville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Barbara. Barbara? I'll put Barbara back on hold. I think she's busy doing something. Stephen in Columbus.
She went on vacation.
Stephen in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, first-time listener, Ann. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We actually just got acquainted on Facebook. We have mutual friends. We're both from Grand Rapids.
Oh.
And I'm a friend with Steve Reynolds. And
oh, right.
Reynolds and, but, yeah, I'm a high school teacher here, so, you know, we won't talk about all my time off, but I'm pretty busy in the summer. But I had two comments, and I really enjoyed the show, by the way. Some great comments. My first one is I think you have to be careful about who you travel with. And my only, I've done so many different types of vacations, whether it's just sitting on a beach or canoeing the Two-Hearted River into Lake Superior, you know, just I've done so many different things. And the only nightmares have been traveling with people typically who make these enormous agendas and kind of drive you crazy with that. That's not my idea of a vacation. But this June, and I like doing new things, and I have a 16-year-old son, and he and I went to Bonnaroo, which is a four-day music festival down in Tennessee in June, and with about 100,000 people packed into a farm and camping in a tent, and not what I would have really thought of as my ideal vacation, but, you know, with all the art that was going on, it was very inspiring, and I think we may go back and do it again.
Sounds like a good tip.
That sounds like, I've heard about Bonnaroo before. I've heard it's a lot of fun. And I think your point about who you travel with is very interesting. I told you about the family that we were up with up in the Upper Peninsula, and they were totally chilled. Every day was like, well, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Well, let's read on the front porch for a while, looking out
It also works to the positive. We used to travel with families when I was a kid and, you know, typically rent a cottage somewhere in one of the lakes up in Michigan and have fantastic memories of that. But so anyways, that's all for today.
All right. Thanks. Stephen,
bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye. Thank you for listening and see you on Facebook.
Okay.
Bye. My guest is Pat Snyder, the syndicated columnist. If you want to give us a call, we're talking about vacations. If you haven't figured that out, that's what we're talking about. Not just vacations and not just staycations, but vacations that stay and the things you can do to make them stay with you and keep that spirit alive. Right, Pat?
Yeah, I love the idea of the music. I think it was Tina who had mentioned that. I did a similar thing with Chautauqua. You know, that's my favorite vacation place.
Last year you talked about Chautauqua.
Oh, and I'm back now again.
Okay.
So I'm on a campaign.
Okay.
This year I had a room across from the amphitheater where you could open the window and hear them practicing all the time. And I came home with a CD that just reminds me of that experience. It's wonderful. So that's how I'm making Chautauqua last.
Bill, you're on the road. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are. I am on the road. It's true. And I've heard a lot of wonderful opportunities, memories, and we know that travel is an education as well. and I like the idea of the Chautauqua. I've never been, and it's on my wish list, and I like the idea of the person who just music. But
the music festival.
My suggestion was going to be, a lot of people may be listening saying, you know, that's great for them to be able to, because that takes a lot of money and savings and commitment of financial. But there's so many things you can do that are absolutely free that can just put you on a vacation, because it's something entirely different. Take a walk. Just go somewhere that you have never been, maybe a little drive to somewhere, a woods, a stream. Take a bag and pick up litter along the way. Go to a library in another town as opposed to the library that you always go to. Go to a museum somewhere else. I was traveling yesterday in Circleville, and here's the Ted Lewis Museum. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm old enough to remember the name and his byline, but what do I know about him? And it was free, and I spent 20 minutes just popping in. You know, it just, there's so many things you can do that doesn't cost a thing, and that can stay with you. If you can't afford to go on a traditional type of vacation. So that's my offer for the day.
Thank you, Bill.
I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And I think, too, as much as we exalt vacations and we need vacations, there are a lot of things that are very meaningful and lead to lasting happiness that we can do that have nothing to do with traveling, like showing gratitude to people, doing things that are personally meaningful to us, and doing things that are just along the lines of our natural interests and talents. So even if we're not going someplace, we can still bring a lot of happiness into our lives beyond just the quick pleasure.
Barbara in Clintonville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Ann. Sorry about that. I was in line.
Oh, that's okay. Well, that's right. It's you. Okay.
It's me.
She's back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, and my mind is jumping to so many topics, but I love what you guys are talking about, and I think it's neat to maybe adopt like a vacation slash hobby. Like, I've become a beekeeper.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's so exciting and so much to learn, and then you can sell your honey, so you can actually make a little money with kind of like a vacation slash hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also wanted to share, though, I did take a cruise one time.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was amazing.
Here it comes.
Well, it was so amazing, because I'm done with traveling, really, because I grew up in the Navy. I was a Navy brat, and I moved everywhere. And I also have to give a big shout-out to my husband, because he moved us over to Japan for a year with his schooling, so that was really cool. But the cruise, I recommend a small cruise where the ship can only hold about 150 people.
Uh-huh.
And we went to 10 different islands in the Caribbean, and we stayed one night per island. And so you didn't have to worry about food, and you were safe. But when you pulled in, you weren't with those big, gross, huge cruise ships. You, like, would go into these small ports, and then you could just walk around the island and go to, like, the spice counters and you know, just meet the people, mm-hmm. and then wander back on the ship and go to sleep, and then it would sail at night. I have to tell you, it was awesome.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Barbara.
Okay, bye.
We are out of time, but I appreciate Pat Snyder coming in and helping me extend my vacation for one more hour.
Thank you. I had a great time on our mutual vacation.
Pat Snyder's humor column appears regularly in the Suburban News publication. It's also offered online. She's a certified laughter leader and a popular public speaker, and we welcome her back again. Thanks for listening today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.